Who knows? I'm going to move this one this way a minute.
Well, good morning, everybody. Wasn't it gorgeous out today when the sun was out for 3 minutes? I'm one of the weird Michiganders who loves wintertime, who loves snow, who loves it when it's cold. So I just want to praise God for a brand new season, a brand new year. We got all kinds of potential laying right in front of us, don't we? Amen? Well, let's start with some prayer. Father God, I just want to say thank you for 2022. Lord, I really believe this is going to be our best year ever. I really believe it, Lord. I think after the dormancy that we have experienced in so many areas in this church and in our lives, in this nation, Lord, I think this is the year that things are going to come back to life, just like the song we just sang. And so, Lord, I just start out by praying for Lois and her family after the loss of her dad. God, we celebrate that he's dancing on streets that are gold this morning. He's literally at the best church service he's ever been at on a Sunday morning. And Lord, we just praise you and exalt you for that. Lord, we lift up Lee to you. We ask that you touch his body, that you would continue to completely heal him and restore him. And Lord, would you please restore him back to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift up everybody else here. There's families that are fighting off COVID, fighting off influenza, fighting off all kinds of stuff. And so, Lord, we just ask for your supernatural touch, that you would touch our bodies and strengthen us, heal us, make us whole. And in all of that, Lord, most importantly, would you draw us close to you? Would you please do this in Jesus' name? Amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning again. All right. Paul says he's ready, so let's go. Well, Friday night was a great time. I don't know if you've heard, but Friday night we had a fun night here, and it was really well attended. We had a great time watching Michigan get the stuffing knocked out of them and playing games and having a lot of snacks. So Two out of three ain't bad. I just want to draw attention to the new format of our bulletin. Did you guys notice that? Got a nice cheery picture there in front for January. January 22. It's amazing. Inside, we've got the full-size calendar so we can all keep track of what's going on and what's coming up. And you can see that this coming Saturday, the 8th, is Women's Brunch at 11 o'clock. So I just want to invite all the ladies here and have you invite all your friends and neighbors and rallies. So that's going to be a good time. Life groups are all starting up again. Men's breakfast coming up on the 22nd. And I think that is all the things we need to talk about today. So with that, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering, please. Amen. Oren, would you like to bless the offering for me, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to give back a portion of what you've given to us. And Lord, we thank you that it includes the love that you give to us. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing that we can give your love to everybody else around, and we're not diminished with your love. You're wonderful and good God. We pray, Father, that you would bless the giver, and I pray, Father, that you would guide us as your representative here in New Hall community to spend it wisely, grow your kingdom, and be willing to love on others. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Oren. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
Thank you.
Lord, I just love these songs that we sang today. Because it's literally what our hearts are full of. And it's also literally the only time all week that most of us are going to sing out loud how much we love you, going to sing out loud about your faithfulness to us. It's for sure the only time all week that all together we're going to proclaim your praises and how faithful you are to love us. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us long before we loved you, for loving us when most of us were still God haters. Lord, we're just so grateful and thankful that you literally came into our lives, in our broken lives, broken relationships, broken this, that, and the other thing, and you brought your healing balm, and you supernaturally changed our everything. Lord, I was talking to Lois earlier. I know you heard our conversation, but I was just saying to her that oftentimes when we lose a loved one, we have this whole, it's a cloud of sorrow, and then we throw a funeral, which is seems like a celebration of sorrow. But Lord, I just think in heaven, when Lois's dad stepped in, that there was hundreds, maybe thousands of people pointing to him. There he is, he's here today. And a celebration went up. Lord, when someone makes it into heaven by the blood of Jesus Christ, it's a celebration for eternity. And we thank you and praise you that today we're celebrating what happened this week. That he's in heaven. He's looking you in the eye. He knows what you look like. He knows what your voice sounds exactly like when you're standing in front of him. Lord, he knows so much more. All of us have guesses about so many things about heaven and what you might look like and how that all works. And Lord, he knows. And I just want to say thank you, God. I just thank you, Lord. Please help the Pipple family who really are hurting, because there really is a hole in that family now. And at the same time, God, we just say thank you that in the midst of pain of losing a loved one, we can celebrate for all eternity that he'll never have pain again. He'll never have sorrow again. He ain't worried about shoveling his driveway this year. All this other stuff, Lord, we just celebrate with her dad right now how awesome and wonderful a God we really have. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. So the children's workers are released along with the children. Yeah. The child workers are released with the child.